Okay, today's daf is Chaf Dalet. We were picking it up. We had different terutim how to explain what the machloikas is between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The last one we had seen was maybe it's telling this machloikas with the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Chezkas Gimel Shonim. And so now the next line is Ki Osarav. And this is now the fourth explanation of the machloikas. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Reisha Be'edim Pasulin V'dayane K'sherim. So the case is like this. A person comes and they're testifying, and this guy says, I'm going to puzzle both your Edim and your Dayanim. But in the end, he was really only able to puzzle the Edim and not the Dayanim. So again, Kios Rabban Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha be'edim pesulim v'dayanim kasherim, migo de posli edim, posli nami dayanim. You know, it's a migo. Since he could puzzle the edim, so then he could also puzzle the dayanim. That was the second machloikas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The third machloikas we had, v'dayanim pesulim v'edim kasherim. So this girl, he puzzles the dayanim and the edim and kasherim. The migo to puzzle the dayanim and puzzle nami edim. Since he could puzzle the dayanim, he could also puzzle the edim. So the Shar Mitzion Halacha explains that what is this whole migo about? That if he could prove one of them wrong, why is that? Because he knows more than we do. And since he knows more about this case than we do, so then, like, it's a whole thing, lo pagin diburav. So then we would puzzle the other group as well. There's Rashi says, "Be'edim pesulim." Top Rashi on the daf, "Be'edim pesulim dayanim k'sherim." Ba'al din posel ha'dayanim v'ha'edim. Right, he comes and puzzles both of them. V'nimzu devarav emes al ha'edim. So he says the truth about the edim. U'mishum hachi mehem ninon le afil legabe dayanim. So because of that, we'll also believe him in regards to the dayanim as well. Samaski Florovas, Rav has a cash on this. Bishlem amigo de posli edim, posli nama dayonim. Okay, I understand. If you're going to posle the edim, you could also posle the dayonim. Ike beidina achrina, because there is another basin he could go to. El amigo de posli dayonim, posli nami edim. One second, but if you're going to posle the dayonim, you also posle his edim. Ha edim suleika, there are no more edim. There are no more edim around. So what's going to be? Right? Fine, yeah. Okay. Sumar says, "Lo, no, it's not really a case where there aren't any other witnesses. Tzricha de'ika kasa acheres. No, there really was another group. So that's what it's coming to say, that, you know, just because you're puzzling this one, then you could puzzle the Adam as well. Ha, leika kasa acheres mai, but what would be the din if there wasn't another one? So hachinami dolamati posle haini deverbi dimi. Then that was the third teretz we have. Again, this we're down doing the fourth one of Ravin, but the third teretz on yesterday's daf, that's the exact same thing. That was the whole thing. Rav Dimi's case, that there were two sets of witnesses. So ikbinayamihu. No, the difference between Ravin and Rav Dimi's teretz is whether is the migo or not. In other words, When we believe about one, do we believe you on the other as well? So Ravin, Mar Savar on Rina Migo, Ravin holds that you would say Migo according to Rabbi Meir, right? And Mar Savar, that's now Rav Dimi, Lo Rina Migo, that we wouldn't say Migo in this case. So that was the Rashi was going to read. The Rashi is on the first skinny white line, Ravin Savar, Damrina Migo Ba'alma, that we do say the concept of migo. The kaima hachin taima mishum migohu. Ilav hachihu lohavi posil Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Dimi lo amrina migo ba'alma. We don't say migo. So it doesn't mean that we don't hold of migo. Migo is a shas rule. Migo is like, believe me in this case because I could have said something better. Right? I could have had a better taina. So believe me on this lower level, that's a migo that I could have wanted such much more forceful. Like when a woman comes and says that I was married but I was divorced, so then we believe her on that because she didn't have to say anything in the first place. So Pshat and Rashi is not saying that migo doesn't apply, just in this particular case that the Rav Dimi would hold that we don't hold from the migo. Okay, Gufa. Omer Rish Lakish, Peh Kodesh, Omer Dover Zeh. That was, again, we saw an earlier answer that really was talking about not Edim, but Edo 1, and he couldn't believe that Rav Meir, who had this Peh Kodesh, which Lakish couldn't believe, he couldn't fathom such a thing that Rav Meir would say such a svara. So it says, "Ini, is that really how Reish Lakish talks? For Omer Ula Haroi es Reish Lakish beBeis Medrash. If anybody saw Reish Lakish learning in Beis Medrash, Keilu Okir Harim betochanan zebaze. He was Okir Harim. He was, you know, uprooting everything. So he was very sharp. So Omer Avina, okay, that's true, but halo kol haro Rabbi Meir b'beis medrash. Rabbi Meir was a Tana. Ke'ilu okir hari harim v'tochen on zeh b'zeh. So the diak is that Reish Lakish was okir harim. Rabbi Meir was okir hari harim, mountains of mountains. And we know throughout Shas that we have this idea that okir harim is the one who learns be'ian, right? The Sinai is the one who has a bekiyas, has a greater breadth of knowledge, and the okir harim is the one who's very sharp. Okay, so I mean, you're right that Reish Lakish was respectable, but Rameer was on a higher darga than that. Sahachi ko'amah. This is now how it is. Bo re'e kam mechavvin zezeh. Look to see how much chiba, how much love, and how they cherished each other. I mean, even when he disagrees with him that he it wasn't a person, he's a pet kodesh. How can he say such a thing? So now I'm going to go through a few examples of this idea of disagreeing, but in a respectful way. Ki hodi asve rabbi v'ka'omer oser lahat min esatzonim. So on Shabbos, there's the Isser Deraisa of Bishul, but there's also several categories of Bishul Durabonon, right? One category is Shehiyah, about leaving something on an open flame. Another category, Durabonon, is Hechzora, returning something to a flame. A third category is Hatmana, insulating something. So discussion with it. Mosif Hevel, it's Maimed Hevel, does it increase the heat or does it maintain its status? So he says, Rabbi Kamer, Oser lahatmin es hatzonin. You're not allowed to even do cold food. Amar lefon of Rabbi Yishmael but Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi said, Abe hitil hitmin es hatzonin. My father allowed you to do this, right? You're not concerned that you can do the tzonin, then you're going to come to do cham and hot food as well. So Amar lehen. So Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, if this is what Rabbi Yossi said, kvar hor zokin. The zokin Rabbi Yossi already passed on this, and therefore I'm choizer, I retract, and you can follow the psak of Rabbi Yossi. As you see how much how choviv he was to him. Omer of Papa, Rav Papa, bo re'e kam lechabin ezeze, look and see how much they cherish each other. De'ilu Rabbi Yossi kaim, if Rabbi Yossi would have been alive, hayakof of Yoshev lefnei Rabbi, he would have been kofuf, he would have been, you know, how do you translate kofuf, to bend, to be subordinate to Rabbi. V'ho, de'ho, Rabbi Yishmoel, but Rabbi Yossi, memali mokum avosav hova, right? So, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was filling his father's place. Hayakof of Yoshev lefnei Rabbi, and he sat in front of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. V'ka'omer kvar hurazokin. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says that the zokin Rabbi Yossi already paskined on this. Omer Rabbi Oshia, another example. My dichsiv ve'ekach li es shnei maklos. You should take two sticks. Le'echad la'achad karasi noam la'achad karasi choivlim. So on one of these sticks, I call it noam, pleasantness, and one of them calls them chovlim, chavala, wounding, fighting. So Noam, what's the drasha? Elu tamidei chacham shebe Eretz Yisrael. These are the Torah scholars in Eretz Yisrael. Sheman imin zeze behalacha, because they're so pleasant to each other when it comes to halacha. They love each other, they honor each other, they're cheretz to each other. But the chovlim, the ones who wound each other, who hit, elu tamidei chacham shebe bavel. These are the Torah scholars in Chutz La'aretz, Bavel, modern-day Iraq, shemechablin zeh b'zeh b'halacha, that they're so harsh to each other, they wound each other when it comes to halacha. So the Chidah has a beautiful diuk I saw brought down, that Noam in the pasuk is loshen yochid, because everyone gets together. There's an achdus there. But in Bavel, it's chovlim, it's a loshen rabim, right? That they're plural, right? We saw it in the Chumash with Yaakov and Esav, that, you know, loshen rabim, loshen yochid, that everybody is together. When there's an achdus, then there's an ahava, right? That ahava, love, is the gematria of echad, that when you love somebody or something, we're one with it, we're united with that. So they had such an ahava, that's why it's noam, loshen yochid. So then, Gemara continues, Vayomer Eli Elishne Bnei Hayitzhar Ha'omdin Vushnaim Zaysim Alea. There are two trees by that stand by these two ones who are anointed with the oil. Yitzhar Amr Yitzchak Elitamid Chacham Shebe Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhar is the ones like with the oil, oil. Right, so those are Tamid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Shenochin ze lazeh b'halacha k'shem and zayis, because they're so pleasant, like a shem and zayis oil. Shnayim zaysim aleha, either Tamid Chacham shebe Bavel, shemerurim like a lashon of maror ze lazeh behalacha kezayis. They're bitter to each other when it comes to with Aleph. So you can see, it's fascinating. It was in the biography of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, written by Rabbi Hanach Teller. So he writes that Rav Moshe asked Shlomo Zalman asked permission from Rav Moshe to publicly disagree with one of his psalkim. There's so much kavod, they disagree. They had, okay, you have gedolim, they don't see the same way, different issues. But he asked for if he was allowed to publish his disagreement with Rav Moshe. So you just see the love that the Talmid Chacham have for each other. There's in the Bir Chassidus, they bring down from the Shem Yishmuel, that he explains that why is it like that Eretz Yisrael is such a loving type relationship, and in Chutz La'aretz it's more of a stark, bitter type of relationship. So he explains that's because there's Aseh Tov and Sur Meira. Eretz Yisrael is an Aseh Tov type of environment. That's the Hanhagen Eretz Yisrael. And in Chutz La'aretz it's Sur Meira, not to be influenced. So therefore that's why it's more of a harsher type of approach to this. Okay, the Gemara continues the darshaning pesukim in Zechariah. Ve'esa einai ve'era v'hine shtayim noshim yoitzos v'ruach v'chan fehem. Vilahena kanafayim kikhanfe hachasida v'ti seno haifa bein hashemayim bein haaretz v'omre el hamalach hadoiver bi ona hema molichos esa eifa v'omre elai livnois lo bais be'eretz shinar. Okay, this old vision that the wings are picking up this eifa, and where are you going? Livnois lo bais be'eretz shinar. We're going to build a house in Shinar. Shinar is Eretz is Bavel. Shinar is Bavel. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zo Chanufa Vegasus Ruach Sheyardu Lebavel. This is Chanufa is flattery. Gasus Ruach is arrogance. So that went to Bavel. They received it. It reminds like the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about Tesha Kabin, how certain Midos went to certain countries. The Gemara discusses it over there. So the Gemara asks, one second, Gasas Ruach LeBavel Neichas? Did really Gasas Ruach, did arrogance go to Bavel? No, Homer Mar, Asar Kabin Gasas Yard LeElam, 10 measures of Gasas Ruach came to the world, Tisha Not LeElam. Elam they're the Bale Gaiva. Fa'achas Kol HaOlam Kula. They took 90%. 10% went to the rest of the world. So which is it? So it says, Ian, yeah, LeBavel Neichas, right, it went to Bavel, therefore, well, it started in Bavel, the Ishtar Buve, the Ishtar Bev LeElam, then it rolled over to Elam. The Kol Nami, the Chassid says, Livnos Lo Bayis Be'eretz Shinar Shmamino. So it says, yeah, the original was supposed to go to Bavel, but it didn't stay there. So you're right, it did start there, but it didn't finish off in that place, right? Rashi says, Livnos lo bayis velo ksiv lahen. It doesn't say to them, right? Plural, her. Alma achas levada nizyav shusham. Only one went there. Continues the Gemara. Vomara simon legasis ruach anius. The sign of haughtiness is poor in Oni. Vanius the Bavel nechas. In Bavel is the land that's poor. Samai Anias, what does it mean that they're an Ani? Anias Torah, and it's a poverty in Torah. Dechsiv, Achos Lanu Ketana V'Shedayim Ein Lo. This is our little sister, and she has no breasts, meaning she can't nurse, can't give over to others, can't share what she has herself. They have Torah, but they can't teach others. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Zo Elam, Shezochso Lilmod, V'lozochso Lilamed. They were only Zoiche to learn Torah, but they weren't Zoiche to teach. That's a big vort, that there's one Madrega to learn Torah, but to teach Torah to others as well. Right, where Moshe has a statement where he says that a person yeshiva should give meiser on his zman as well, to give time of yours to teach, because whatever you know, there's somebody out there in the world who knows less than you. You could join up with one of these wonderful institutions where you can learn with people who don't know as much as you. Says the Gemara, my bovel, the famous Gemara. What is the drusher from the word bovel? Om Rabbi Yochanan Belula b'mikra. Belula b'Mishnah, Belula b'Talmud. The Bavel is mixed up with all sorts of things. Mikra, Psukim, Mishnah, Mishnayis, Belula b'Talmud, Gemara. And then the Pasuk we read last week in Eicha. B'machashakim hoshivani k'meisei olam. You had me live in dwell place, in Choshech, in dark places. That's the Bavel. That's the Gemara. That's Gemara Bavli. Amr Yirmiya ze tamudo shel Bavel. That it's the dark places where people were like meisei, were like dead. So, a lot of discussion on this. There's a famous Tosus, the top Tosus on the Daf, Belula, but Mikra, Mishnah, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. This is one of the sources for why the majority of the yeshiva curriculum is spent learning Talmud Bavli, says the Rabbeinu Tam. The Talmud Shalanu Anu Poitun Atzmi Masha Omer Chachomim. By learning our Gemara, meaning the Bavli, we satisfy a requirement of what we have to do. La'olam Yishalish Adam Shnoisav Shlish B'Mikra Shlish B'Mishnah Shlish B'Talmud. You have to divide up your learning into thirds. So we satisfy that. Afa Pikein, nevertheless, even though we satisfy it through learning Gemara, because it has everything on the daf, Mishnah, Gemara, Psukim, Afa Pikein, Anu Korim B'chol Yom, Parshas HaTomid, we say something from the Chumash in the morning, Vishonim B'Mishnas, Ezehu Makomon, we read the Mishnayas of Ezehu Makomon, V'Gorsin Rebbe Yishmael Omer, B'Shlosh Esrei Midos, right? So therefore, we even though we get it through our Gemara, we're Yotzi Zayin by what we say before Baruch Sh'omer in the morning. I once heard from Rabbi Lamb, I remember it was a Friday night in Yeshiva, he was speaking, and he pointed out, he asked, why is it that we, of all the Mishnayos to learn, is Ezehu Makomon? So you could say, you know, it's Korbanos, it makes sense, what we're talking about, we're reciting the Parshios of Korbanos. Rabbi Lamb pointed out that it's the only Mishnah, Perek of Mishnayos, that doesn't have a single Machlokes. So he was highlighting this idea about beginning our day with Shalom. Rabbi Simon had a Hosaf. He pointed out that perhaps that's because this must have been very early on in the Mesorah, the fact that no Machloikasim crept in. But a nice idea to think about when we're saying Ezehu Makomon, the idea of Shalom in our lives. Okay, the new Mishnah. Amrlo Ne'eman Alei Abba. If one of them, they're in Beis Din, and one of them says to the other one, I believe my father is good. I is a Karov. Ne'eman alai avicha, your father is good for me. I accept him. Ne'emanim alai shosha roe boker. These three shepherds could beat it. Rabbi Meir Omer yochel lachzerbo. He's allowed to retract. V'cham Omer eini yochel lachzerbo. Then you're what's it called? You are not allowed to go back and retract. So how could he have a how can you have a korov? Isn't that be masna masha dava Torah that you keep going against what the Torah says? So the Achronim, Joseph Engel and others discuss that. Haya chayiv lechaveru shavua. If a person is obligated to take a shavua, v'omalo dor li bechayiru shecha. Right, dor like lashon neder. Take me by the life of your head. Rabbi Meir Omer yochel achzibor. He's allowed to still go back. V'chom Omer ein yochel achzibor. The Gemara is going to explain. What exactly is this, the difference between the Neder and the Shavua, and what type we're talking about, if it's a Deraiser, if it's a Durbonin. Starts the Gemara, Om Rav Dimi, Berei de Rav Nachman, Berei de Rav Yosef, Kigon, Dekable Alei Bechad. This is a case where they accepted this, the Mishnah, is where they took, you're the only one. Oh, I'm sorry, I said it backwards, let me quickly correct that. No, it's not Pshat, it's where he's one of the three. Dekabla el echad, right? There's really a basin of two others, but he's the third one on it. That's his pshat. Yeah, I'm going to correct that quickly. Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Shmuel, machloikes b'mochul lecho, avab eting lecho, divrei hakol yochel lachzerbo. So the machloikes between Remeir and the Chachamim is talking, when the guy owes him money, he says, I mochel it to you, right? If my father is a judge, your father's a judge, so then I mochel you. Right? But if he says, I'll give it to you, then everyone agrees he could be choizer on that. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no, be'etin l'cha machloikis. The machloikis is in a case where he says, I'm going to give you that if that's what the dayan rules, if the psak is. Ibai lehu's, they ask the question, be'etin l'cha machloikis, aval memochel l'cha divrei hakol, ein yochel achzerbo? Is it that really the machloikis is only on the case of etin l'cha, or really when it's mochel, everybody agrees that he can't retract. Oh, Dilma, no, maybe. Bain bezo, machloikis. Both cases, there is a machloikis. Some pointed out that the word Dilma is the origin of the English word dilemma, right? Dilma, I have a dilemma. I don't know which way it is. I have a suffix. What is it? Tashma. So let's answer. The Omer Rav Rava says, machloikis be'etein l'cho. The machloikis in the case of etein l'cho, I'm going to give to you. Aval mochel l'cho, divrei hakol ein yachol nachzerbo. Everyone agrees in that case you can't go back. I am pishleim be'etein l'cho, machloikis. I am good if you understand that that's where the machloikis is. Aval mochel l'cho, divrei hakol ein yachol nachzerbo. That works out very well. Rava the Amar Reb Yochanan. So Rav is now saying like Reb Yochanan, which we had. Rava the Amar Kiman. So who would Rava be going like in that case, right? You know, it doesn't go with Shmuel. It doesn't go with Reb Yochanan. So who's Rava? Someone says, no, Rava time at the Nafshi Ka'omer. Rava saying his own pshat. He's also Namara. Rava, he also is entitled to an opinion. Esve Rav Acha bar Tachlifu l'Rava. So he Acha bar Tachlifu has to kasha the Rava. Haya chaya l'chaveru shavua. The person's obligated to make a shavua towards his friend. V'amalo dor li b'chay roshcha. Pick a nether by the life of your head. Rav Meir omer yochalach zbor. Rav Meir holds you're allowed to go back. V'chom omerim ein yochalach zbor. The chacham hold you can't go back. Okay. Amid Beis. My love. Isn't, aren't we talking about a case? But oisin hanishboim v'lo mishalmin. The Havalei Kimochel. Aren't we talking about a case where people who a deraisa one? No, it's on a deraisa level. You take a shavua and you are exempt from paying. One says lo, but osan shenishboin benotlin. No, we're talking about a shavua durabonan where you take a shavua and you collect. The Havalei ki etain l'cha. It's like he's saying that I'm going to give it to you. But according to Rav's pshat, we already know the halacha in a case where he says that he's going to accept upon himself these types of krovim as a judge. So one case depends where you are literally told about means you're dependent upon others, right? Meaning what the dayan is going to determine, or tolbadas atzmo means you decide what the outcome is going to be. Utzrichen, you had to do both. To eat on a tolbadas achirim, if you only tell me the case where it depends on others. Behalk omer meir umatzi hadabe, mashum delo gomer umakne. Right, in that case, that's why you could go back, because you didn't really resolve and make a kinyan over there. The omer mi emar de mizaki le. Who says that it's going to be in your favor? But I'm deciding. So maybe would have agreed to the rabbanon in that case, meaning that you would not be allowed to retract because you yourself decided. So therefore, it's necessary to teach that case. Then the opposite way. We only taste the case where you're making the guy against you take the shavua, but haka omri rabbanon of abba hahi aim modile rabbanon rabbi meir, right? In the first case, when it's dependent upon others, so maybe the rabbanon would agree with the rabbi meir that you could in fact be chozer. So therefore, tzricha, you have to teach this case as well. Amar reish lakish machloikis lefnei gemar din. The machlokes is only before the final psak is given, the gemar din. Aval acher gemar din divrei hakol ein yochel achzerbo. But once the gemar din is finished, they decided the psak is done, then you can't get back. And here comes a very interesting shita. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no. La acher gemar din machlokes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could even go back, you could retract, you'd be chozer even after the gemar din. That's a chiddush. To understand what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So what is it? Is the machlokes only in the case of is it only in the case where it's beforehand, or is it in both cases? So Tashma, the Omarava, Kiba Lav Korvo Posel. If a person decided to accept upon someone who's a relative or someone who's posel, which the Mishnah is going to give in examples of in coming up. Lifnei gemar din yochel achzerbo. If it's before the final psak was given, so he could be chozer. V'acher gemar din ein yochel achzerbo. But once the verdict is given, so he's not allowed to go back. So iyamar bishleim l'acher gemar din machloikis. If you can tell me the machloikis is after the gemar din, aval lifnei gemar din divrei hakol yochel achzerbo. So then, but beforehand, everybody agrees they could still retract. Rav the omer kirebi yochanan. Aliba de Rabbonin. So that makes sense. The Rava says the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan within the Rabbonin. Ela'i amud bein bezo machlokis, Rava de amud kaman. Again, like we saw earlier, if you're saying that the machlokis is both, before and after, so then who's Rava going like? Again, it doesn't work like, he's not saying like Reish Lakish, nor is he holding like Rabbi Yochanan, right? So in this case, it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't give the same answer it just gave a few lines up, that Ravik has his own shita. El lav shma mino la'ach gemar din machloikis shma mino. So we see from Ravik that really the machloikis is only after the gemar din. So why din? Because here it's a psak. Here he has to have a Ravik has to have a psak. He's not just saying his own shita. So that's the way they explain the difference in structure of the gemar. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, instruct us. Lifnei gemar din machloikis, ol achi gemar din machloikis. Same thing. The halacha kur divrei mi. Who does the halacha follow? So shalach lei l'achi gemar din machloikis, talking about after the gemar din, v'halacha kedivrei chachamim. And the psak is like the chachamim. Rav Ashi omer hachi shalach lei. This is what the question and answer was. Be'etein l'cha machloikis, o b'moch l'cha machloikis. What is, are they arguing about? When I'm going to give it to you, or when I am forgiving it to you? I'm moichlit. The halacha kedivrei mi. And who's the halacha follow? So shalach lei be'etein l'cha machloikis. The machloikis when he says I'm going to give it to you. The halacha kedivrei chachamim. And the halacha follows like the chachamim. Besura masni hochi. They had a little bit different way of teaching it. Be'pumbadisa masni hochi. Omar of Chanina bar Shalemya, Shalach ulei mi bei Rav l'Shmuel, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Lifnei Gemar Din v'konu miyado. So it's before the Gemar Din, but he did a Kinyan. Talking about a Kinyan Chalip in here to give force to it. So my, what's the Din in that case? Right? It makes it much more stronger. So Shalach ulei ein la'acha Kinyan klum. Nothing can be retracted. You can't be chozer at all once you've already made a Kinyan. Okay. And now we come to the Mishnah and a little bit of an introduction to this Mishnah now. Yeah, we're talking now about people who are pasul, who are disqualified. Rashi will explain they're both disqualified to be a judge and to be a witness. But there's a machloikis as to what level of psul we're talking about. So we'll read the Mishnah and we'll say over what the different shitas are. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Ve'ilehena Psulin. These following are disqualified. Masachik Bekuvya, person who gambles. Hamalva Beribis, a person who lends with interest. Mafricha Yonim, people who are bird racers. Vesoicha Shvias, and people who do business with Shemitah produce. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Betechila Hayakorin Osan Osve Shvias. Originally they called these people Osve Shvias. Mishrabah Hansim, when they became more prevalent, Chazer Vakorin Schore Shvias. They called them the business dealers with Shvias. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. When? We'll talk about tomorrow what the word Amasai comes to do. When does this apply? Bizman She'ein Lohen Umnos Elahu. When that's their only sole profession. Avayesh Lehem Umnos Shelohu. But if they had a second, a major job, and this is like their side thing, like the Masachik Bekuvia, they gamble on the after hours, they gamble on the weekends. So in that case, according to Yehuda, Kesherin, they're allowed to testify. The way Rashi learns, we'll see right now, it means both to be a dayan and an aide. Says Rashi on the Mishnah, Ve'elehin psulin ladun ulahoid, to judge and to testify. Mesachik bekuvya, sekulim mefarish begemara. The Gemara's going to explain all these cases. Ve'chulim me'ein gazlonin hein. So me'ein gazlonim is a tip-off. They're not really a gazlon, is possible deraisa. So me'ein, Rashi's learning these are all derabonin, and that's how Tosis is going to learn as well. Torah Omer, the Torah says, Altashis Rosha Aid. Don't put a Rosha, an evil person, as an aid. We spoke about earlier Dapim is to the definition, a person's Chai Malkus, or worse. V'chol Shechein Dayan. So if they can't be an aid, then certainly we're not going to let them be actually a Dayan, which is a more powerful position. V'soichre Shavias, those who do business in the Shemitah year. Hoyl V'chimud Mamun, because they have such a strong desire for money, Ma'avir al Divrei Torah. They do Averis. Havale Kirosha Dechamas. So this person is like a Rosha Dechamas. Apostle Adun Lahaid, Shinoita La'achar Habetza. Because the person could be bribed. You see that for the right price, they'll do things that they're not allowed to. So this speaks volumes about the importance of getting your fair day in court. You know when you go to a Beis Din that you're going to get a fair trial, because anybody who is nota, who's inclined to take a bribe, is disqualified. Okay? So, the Rashi She'en Lo Umnos Elahu, V'hoyo V'ein Asukim B'Yeshuvah Shel Olam. Since people aren't engaged in, purposeful, constructive, building types of activities, Einam bekim betiv dinim umasu matan ve'einam yirei chet. They don't have any yir shemayim. The Meiri learned like since they're used to lying in their games to cheat to win their game, they'll cheat to win they'll cheat in the course as well. Okay, just we'll finish off with the Tosfos in Dibur Hamaskel Eilehin Psulim. So Tosfos learns that these are all derabbanan. Now, the ish that Tosfos has to work out then is many of these averas that are mentioned in the Torah seem to be Torah prohibitions. So how could it be that you're doing like lending with ribbis is a Torah prohibition? How could it be malva ribbis and you're only over a you're only posel derabbanan? So Tosfos is going to work that out. Just agav, the Ran quotes a shita of the Rabbeinu David. The Rabbeinu David learns that we're dealing with deraisa as well, but it's beyond the scope right now to go over that whole. The Ran himself is derabbanan, but the Rabbeinu David says deraisa. Okay, ayin sham v'tim sanachas says the Tosfos. Elein psulin yesh gorsin avodim. Some have a different girsa in our Mishnah that uses the word in. Avodin, that slaves are also possible. So, if you have avodin, that's an eved's apostle deraisa. So, if you would have the word eved, then you'd be learning you can't say it's derabanan anymore. Velonahira. No, I don't hold from that. Mishum, deloachoshiv masnisin, rak psuli derabanan. We're only counting up the derabanans over here. Deha gazlin and lo katani, doesn't mention gazlonim. Vecho psuli de masnisin, psuli derabanan ninhu. And he goes through and explains how all the cases would only be a derabanan. And the last line of Tosfos, Alkei near the Delo Garcin Avodim, our Girsa is not Avodim, Delo Mairi Elib Psuli Derabanan. So that's the way Tosfos is learning. It would seem to be that's the mainstream approach in the Rishonim, that our Mishnah is discussing the Psulim, there's the Rabbeinu David. But Rashi, we saw from the word Me'ein Gazlanim, and others as well, learn that these are Derabanan. So then tomorrow's daf is going to start the whole sugya of why is it. We'll start with an asmachta, we'll start with the sugya of gambling.
Okay, we'll stop here for today.